Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 5, Episode 85 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winner, which determines the draft order for the next episode. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. On this episode, we will draft a new topic, get some cat facts with Catman, and play a game called Four Facts. First, let me introduce who's with me here tonight. This guy had a wonderful time celebrating his birthday with family, food, games, and laughs, along with a trip to Shellville, band and choir concerts, and more unified basketball. Birdo is here.
This is it, boys. 1 week to the big day. Birthday's over. Looking forward to another birthday.
How many people were at Shellville?
Wasn't that bad. I mean, first off, there's a lot of things to do there, so there was plenty of people, but it wasn't, like, crowded. It was nice.
That's good. I've heard that a lot this year. It's not as crowded as in years past.
I waited 25 minutes to go down the slide once, so.
Never mind.
And that was a Sunday night.
That's why we went as an adult. It's like, I refuse. No way.
And there ain't that much to do.
It's beautiful.
It's cool. It's cool. I heard it might move back to Hudson Fields just because of the space issue, which would make total sense. Watch this Bucks win the NBA Cup, the Emirates NBA Cup, finished Christmas shopping, and getting ready for Winter Storm Asher by prepping a snowblower. Gonna have a white Christmas for sure. Catman is here.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everyone out there. Yeah, Winter Storm Asher is coming tomorrow. It's going to drop 5 to 8 inches. Maybe 6 to 10. We get some lake effect. It's going to be a good day tomorrow. Probably working from home. Maybe getting a little early start to my Christmas Christmas vacation here. Yeah, so white Christmas.
Christmas has come upon us with lightning speed. And he thought the season would slow down, but he was wrong. He also hopes the Commanders can figure out their second half defense, which has been dreadful. Bomar is here.
Yep. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel, but man, Christmas came out of nowhere. No, I mean, I was prepared for it, but it came out of nowhere. And as far as the Commanders, if they don't get that second half defense, we're donezo.
As if the Christmas season isn't hectic enough, he decided to throw in a full weekend swim meet in the mix in Pennsylvania. He's home now, prepping for the kids to be home for 2 weeks. Thankfully, Santa comes through in the clutch, and he's heard all Blanchines are on the nice list. Shine is here.
That includes myself. I think I'm on the nice list this year, too. But yeah, just like everyone's saying, so much to do, so little time. Gabriel had a choir concert on Monday, his band concert tonight. And it's just, you know, I knew he was in all these things, but watching him this week do all of his stuff, it's just been kind of amazing. I told him he's been impressive through it all. And at tonight's band concert, he actually had to get up and give a little speech to introduce the next set. And I didn't know he was doing that. And no tremble in his voice. There's a lot of people in there. I was like pretty proud of him.
I want to give Shine a shout out. He is on the nice list. He and Sylvan donated some money to Owen's baseball team fundraiser where like they were trying to get raise money for a banner. So Snapology will be on the banner for the Aces this year due to the sizable donation. Thank you, Shine. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity. Now go hit some home runs.
And unfortunately, J-Cat has been hit with the stomach bug. So we're rolling with five drafters tonight, but we hope he gets better soon. Shout out, J-Cat. We miss you. And I am your host, Eric. 10 wins in a row for the Eagles. They're looking formidable, and I'm hyped for the playoffs. Happy holidays to everyone who listens, and thank you for your continued support. We had a lot of votes this time. We got up into triple digits for first time in a while, so that was good. Although I did tell J-Cat that the listeners are steadily declining. Like, the download numbers are really getting low, so that's kind of frustrating. But the votes is what it is. The listeners that listen are happy, so we'll keep it rolling. Please help promote us by getting some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. The link is in the Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a tpublic sale and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the All Things Cheese draft. In sixth place, with only one comment, Jim S. said, "I love cheesecake." Birdo's team, "It ain't easy being cheesy." 4.7% of the votes. Sixth place.
I got no dukes.
First to worst.
Yeah. I mean, the first four picks were just monsters, but well, what you gonna do?
Max came down to give me a hug just now, and as he was closing the door, he heard the outcome from last episode start, and he like is just like hanging in the doorway, like, "Where did you finish?
You cheesy." Okay.
You'll hear it on the next episode. Peace.
In fifth place, RJG said, "I'm a kid that likes farts. Plus hot ham and cheese on a pretzel bun is satisfying." And Roy L said, "Dude, I was sold on J-Cat's team until the Holy Grail came out. Never fails. Farts are the funniest thing on this planet, and that pick alone won my fart. I mean, heart." And Mike H said, "This team has it all. I digress. The fact that you can clog your hole and keep it flowing within the same team of cheesy delights is a guaranteed division win. The ace in the hole is what's trumpeting out of mine as we win the championship and then celebrate." My team, Crustacean Nation, 12.1% of the votes, fifth place.
Let's give a shout out to RJG, who is one of our younger listeners. Big fan. Also was doing his own mini version of Life's a Draft with his friend over the weekend. So shout out RGG. Nice. And also got me a birthday gift of 6 bubble tape. Hubba bubble bubble tapes.
6 pack of bubble tape?
36 feet of bubble gum for me.
Man, I think that's yet. One for each of us. I don't think they were all for you.
Sounds like good stocking stuffers.
Huzzah.
There was a tie for fifth and fourth until today when a last-minute vote came trickling in. So in fourth place with one more vote, Mark N. said, "I have to put the hate to the side temporarily and admit that this draft was immaculate. Every selection was well-timed and executed. This team is best balanced overall, though, in a very tight race." And Corbin B. said, "Bro, I think Blanchine and I ate ourselves sick off those dang pizza rolls at Nicola's. My first time ever enjoying those things, and for that, I'm forever grateful to him. And how can you top a good old breakfast sandwich? And mott sticks plus the grilled cheese? Well drafted, sir. Well drafted." Shine's team, Nacho Average team, 13.1% of the votes. Fourth place.
That's terrible. That is a terrible spot for that draft, but it is what it is. The people have spoken. So I will start to plan my third pick overall here in the corner. And I knew it as soon as you said, Mark, and put the hate to the side. And I was like, damn it.
That was the last vote from this, like, an hour ago.
Wow.
The bark. I would like to say I was eating pizza earlier. And the fact that pizza was on my team and didn't hold about 5 votes on itself, it's so good. I would put pizza up against any pick in the entire draft. Now, it's just like cheese pizza, so it seems kind of plain, but it's so good.
It's 100%. It was a loaded draft.
It's so good.
We had a pizza party today for our basketball team. The cheese pizza is just, it's unbelievable. It's the greatest.
It's unreal.
I don't need any toppings.
Solid. No, I mean,
with the extra cheese.
Better also, than cheese Kevin McAllister's favorite pizza.
Delicious cheese pizza just for me. All right. In third place, Keith W. said, some tough competition, but I had to keep it real. Olive Garden servers get shook if I come around because I don't say when with the shredded cheese. J-Cat's team, an homage to fromage, 18.7% of the votes, third place.
Oh, I just wonder, too, I'm going to throw this back to Nicola's for a second. All you not going to say when for the Olive Garden cheese grater. If you just go to Nicola's, I mean, every salad comes with like
a whole block of shredded mozzarella. Of cheese, it's unbelievable.
With some lettuce on the side.
All right, top two. In second place, Budsy said, all great picks, but queso and Cheez-It seal the deal. And Renee F. said, this was like asking a parent to choose their favorite child. They're all stars on other teams, but I could kick one off all the other teams. The Gouda team had five solid cheese contenders. And Nick A. said, not even close. Gouda vibes only is the clear front runner. Is Ain't Easy Being Cheesy a real thing? One of the worst teams ever drafted. Catman's team, Gouda vibes only, 21.5% of the votes, second place.
When I started seeing it come around, I was just looking at those Louis cheese fries. And yeah.
Not first.
Not hey, podium finish, I'll take it.
True.
There is nothing on Gouda vibes only that I would take over my team. Nothing.
And that's why you last.
I don't know exactly.
I don't even know what Gouda is.
There was a lot of love for Gouda.
Gouda cheese is amazing.
I don't think I've ever even had it before.
Boy, I'll send you some in the mail, kid.
Mail me some cheese, boy.
Wow. And in first place.
Oh, I will say this. I already mentioned the Cheez-Its. Did I have Cheez-Its recently? Or was that in the text message?
Still, you can mention it.
I ate Cheez-Its recently for the first time in a while. They are delicious. Like they were
they're amazing. Phenomenal.
Why? They're like so hard and like that's the worst. That was my least favorite pick on any.
Salt crystals.
No, for sure.
Salt crystals all day. Cheez-Its were banging.
And in first place, Chris C said, you cannot go wrong with a single item on this list. Cheesy deliciousness at its finest. Nate Dogg said, the cheese stands alone, gets it, but nacho average team just about had me. Easy cheese? Who is this? Did we just become best friends? I almost bought some just the other day and thought, nah, I'm turning a new leaf and need to not eat crap. But I do wish I had some right now. Once I made up a game at youth group where I attached yarn to the ceiling so you could swing a Ritz cracker into your partner's mouth. Of course the easy cheese worked as glue to hold the two crackers to the yarn. No one would play it, though, because that cheese is gross kids these days. Eye roll. Anyway, the cheesesteak pushed me over. Sorry, nacho team. Bomar's team, the cheese stands alone, 30% of the votes. Somehow.
Cheesesteaks rule this draft. I can't
believe boys, it. Don't say it. Don't say it, but finally broke that third place and feels good. Ultimate drafter here, ultimate drafter. The look on your faces right now.
The listeners and the voters definitely brought it with the what we should have drafted. Lots of good choices, lots of funny things in here. So here's what we should have drafted. Cheddar cheese, smart food, popcorn. French onion, macaroni and cheese. Cheese balls. The Goosebumps book, Say Cheese and Die. The Muppets song, No Cheeses for Us Mises. Steve Urkel's Got Any Cheese? The cheese touch, fresh mozzarella, French onion soup, au gratin potatoes, baked brie, cheese enchiladas, Chuck E. Cheese, the leaning tower of cheese from a Goofy movie, mac and cheese with crab dip hot dog from Camden Yards, home of the Baltimore Orioles. Best hot dog anywhere. My wife's oven baked cheesy chicken Alfredo. No better meal in the world. Paneer, an Indian food. Fresh matzah, maybe a good Chicago deep dish pizza, please. Hot dog with cheese inside them.
Cream cheese dog.
Better cheddars.
Poutine, baked feta pasta from TikTok. Nicola's cheese fries. Cheese from Old School. Little bit of that Fromunda cheese. Blue Moon cheese. Baby Bell cheese. Andy Cap cheddar fries. Cheese curds with poutine. Vampiro tacos. Manicotti. Cheese ravioli. White cheddar popcorn. Beer cheese with soft pretzel. Cheese ball with crackers. Pepper shooters. Cheese straws. Cheesy baked ziti. Cheetos. Goldfish. Fritos cheese dip. Nachos. Brie. Cheese sticks. Cheese corn. Corn cheese. Chicken parm. Cooper Sharp. American. Emmentaler. Swiss. Emmentaler. I don't know how to pronounce it. Swiss. Alpine Lace Swiss. Fontina. Gorgonzola. Nicoboli's. A cheese sub. Lasagna with meat. Cottage cheese for the ladies. And cheese whiz for the 80s. And when they ask, tell me when with the Parmesan, and you have beads of sweat dripping down your face, and never tell them when. Those were the things that we should have drafted in the cheese draft.
That was a list and a half right there.
How did we forget Nicoboli's?
I didn't. The chat all week, we were just dropping stuff. We were like, how did we forget this?
But the pepperoni rolls from Nicola's, I was like, I already had pizza, so I couldn't draft Nicoboli.
I had a Nicoboli before we went to Shellville. I was so happy. Oh, this is so good. It's so good. But I do get
how much of the foil stuck to the bottom of it, and how much foil did you eat? Like a little, like
zero.
No, you got triple.
Got a little bit of foil.
Check that.
All right, if you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach.
Now it's time to draft. Boom shakalaka.
This week's draft. 'Tis the season. Line the fireplace with large socks stuffed with goodies. We are drafting the best stocking stuffers. Stocking stuffers, they're small gifts traditionally put in stockings. I'm sure we'll have some debate here and there, but I feel like it should be a good draft.
If it fits inside a stocking, standard stocking.
Eh.
Nope. No, and under $25.
I mean, I put an iPhone in a stocking. That's not a stocking stuffer gift. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking. Because you know Bo's going to come out of here with something crazy. No. Like first round.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Diamond ring.
Get that off of me. You're talking to an elite drafter here.
I know. That's
I
what
don't
I'm
do that stuff.
Engagement ring.
It'll be like car keys also to the brand new Lexus out front.
Yeah.
Just that to say, I my team is very modest. I was just curious to see where we're going to go with this.
$20. Before we get started, going to remind everybody that this is supposed to be what we like as a stocking stuffer. Before Bo goes out and drafts a hairbrush,
hair ties,
chapstick,
scrunchies.
Scrunchies. Bo definitely has scrunchie on his list.
Oh, he has 15 girl items. I guarantee it.
Barbie books.
Whoa, wait a minute. I do have some girl items because I actually shop for some girl items.
Yeah. I hear you, Belmar.
Yeah, I mean, so do I.
I hear you, Belmar.
I got a wife.
Okay. Jason, because you don't do any shopping, it's okay.
I do. I have them. Trust me. Delaney didn't stop for like 15 minutes about what should be on my list.
That is kind of a dark word. I didn't think about that.
Burrow. All right,
Birdo.
Well, this is one of the drafts where I think there is no clear number one except this. And you may shoot it down, but they're small, and you might not be able to use it that day, but there's nothing better than getting that gift card, hitting up the store day or two after Christmas, and buying what you want.
To where?
Anywhere you want, the gift card.
You can't get every gift card.
Oh, boy, you can get every birthday?
Nah, I think he's right. I don't think he should have to specify.
Nope.
Yeah.
But that's a big pick.
Gift cards.
Well, no, I mean, look, he can have gift cards and then we can pick specific ones, right?
No.
It's not. Why not?
Well, you want a Starbucks gift card?
Yeah, that's on my list.
Gift card.
I think certain things, just it's hard to specify that.
Yeah, I think
not hard, but that, I feel like we don't need to specify.
My issue with that is if we specify, I mean, that really could be like our entire draft.
Like blow pops. Yeah.
Well, no, but
like
so,
I take a blow pop and then everyone else
all
takes
right.
a blow
Let me argue. Bobby just takes gift cards, right? Not everyone likes coffee. If I pick Starbucks gift card, that's not going to get me a pick. It may, but it may or may not.
But the draft is best stocking stuffers. And the best stocking stuffer is a gift card. Like it could be anything. It's you're not going to get multiple gift cards in a stocking. Unlikely. You pull out one. Ah, sweet. Chick-fil-A. Add it to my app. Let's go. More points.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be
Well, I'll
specific.
pick my gift card then,
Yeah, seriously.
since you wanted to be smart earlier.
No, your kids get
For
the
hugs, a gift card for hugs from your papa.
a coupon book.
Ooh, free vacuuming.
One
It's
free
a good
back
one.
rub, but vacuuming. No, I'm not trying to break. I'm not trying to be like difficult. I'm just being honest because I put specific gift cards down.
It's too specific,
Just
in
drive a
my
bag of
opinion.
coffee, Cameron. Like Black Rifle coffee, you'll fit in the stocking.
Oh, he gave it. All right. That's
Yeah,
it,
I
gift
don't even.
cards.
That's. See, I texted you guys earlier. I don't know what I want with any of the picks, let alone the second pick. Like, I don't. That would have been my number one pick. I was trying to think of like specific things. I'm all over the place. I have some things for me. I have some things for like kids. I have some things that are old school. I have some things that I like giving as stocking stuffers, and I just don't know. All right, I'm gonna take this. I don't think I've ever gotten this as a. Actually, I have from. I don't know if I've ever got this in my stocking. I feel like it's a good universal gift, not necessarily for kids, but for someone you don't know what to get because it's like that chance of winning. But I'm gonna
Oh,
go lottery tickets. I'm
good
gonna go
one.
lottery
S
tickets.
scratch offs. You gotta call them
On my
scratch offs.
list.
I've never gotten one, but like
Whoa,
I'd be like, oh, I'd take some.
Bobby, quiet over there, son.
So you're doing.
That's what he's picking.
That's what
Scratch
you
offs.
did.
No,
Scratch
they're
offs and
different. There's
lottery.
lottery
No, got
tickets
whoa,
and
whoa,
there's
whoa, whoa,
scratch
whoa.
offs.
You're not
Yeah.
buying
scratch. What do you
Powerball
mean it's
tickets?
different?
Yeah, I'm not buying Powerball tickets for somebody who's
Okay,
struggling.
but
People
that's
do that
actually
though. Well,
people
I'm
do
taking
that.
scratch offs then. Whatever,
I knew
that's
what
the
he
name.
meant. He
Okay.
meant
Scratch offs.
scratch offs.
I
I
got
didn't
scratch
think.
offs too.
Great pick, and I didn't think about it.
That's
Yeah.
massive.
Yeah.
So Amanda's mom always does
Oh.
that for all the grandkids and all the adults. And so she always does a stocking stuffer for everybody. And that's the number one thing that she puts in there, scratch offs, and everybody loves it.
Absolutely.
Dang.
Good pick. Good number two.
That
Didn't think
was
about
good.
it.
Shine. Middle of the road.
I know. Last draft was picking fifth in a four pick draft, and I think I'm picking third in a two pick draft.
Right.
But there is a big one here, and there are specific cards made so that you can stick money and cash in them and then put them in your stocking stuffers. So third pick, my first pick, I'm taking cash money as a stocking stuffer.
I mean, I can't argue it.
A
I
card
never
with
really
cash is
got
what you're
cash
saying.
in it,
Yeah.
but
I mean, they make them, they make cards that are the size of bills and skinnier, not your normal typical like holiday
They're
card.
not
And
you're not
for
wrong. Are they in
stockings,
stockings?
though.
They are in stockings for sure.
No, that's your aunt just handing them out to every nephew and niece as they walk through the party to be
I
like,
mean,
done.
that's another traditional way
hold
of
on.
feeling
Okay, hold on.
good.
Let's make a vote. And this is how the vote's going to go.
If J.K. were here, I guarantee you.
Jason, hold
Yeah.
on.
Jake
Has
guy's not
anybody
here.
put in their stocking stuffer money?
Never.
Never.
I've never put cash in a stocking.
Ever.
I don't think I've ever gotten cash in a stocking.
Eric, okay, so you're no,
Well,
Eric.
I would say I would let him have it because I think it's kind of clever. I think it could be put in a stocking.
I'm about to start this year just for this draft.
So I'll say yeah. But because they do make those cards, but I picture
But they're
Bobby's
not
right that
meant
like the
for
ants are like here.
stockings. They're not thinner for stocking. They're thinner to match cash. I bought one for
See,
my
this is the thing.
coworker today for a gift
To
card.
match cash.
Like,
Right, Shine, looks like you're shut down.
oh.
I
What
mean,
it feels like.
you were trying to be clever because you were like, oh, we'll put it in the stocking card that'll fit inside the stocking. Like, I
All right.
appreciate it, but like, I don't think that's a stocking stuffer.
All right.
I concur.
So I need another heavy hitter, and this
I
is
almost I almost wanted to take it because I don't think people would care, but that's not a stocking stuffer. No, I don't think he's gonna pick what I want.
I don't know, people be like, cash.
Oh man. Now I feel like
I could buy gas.
Ridiculously tough.
I mean, there's one out there, Jason, you should pick because you talk about
it. No, shut time. Up, dude. Seriously. Why would you do that? He picks it in every other draft. Why would not pick it now?
I do have a star about. By it, but I didn't know.
Baking strips of bacon, just plain bacon.
Bacon flavored erasers, bacon scented erasers.
We see where he's falling in his draft pick. So
let's talk about how surprised I'd be if I pulled out some bacon out of my stocking this year. And delighted, surprised but delighted. All right, fine. I'm taking Reese's peanut butter cup trees.
I knew it. I looked right at it.
Almost took that second.
That's why I wanted him to take the cash. This kid and his Reese cups.
They're good, man.
Phenomenal.
They're better than the regular Reese cups.
And they started with what, the Reese egg. It started with the Reese egg, and then everyone at Reese's learned how much they are great. So then they came out with the pumpkins, the Christmas
football,
trees,
the gold medals. Medal.
Yeah, for the Olympics.
Rob, you got one, didn't you?
Oh, for sure. Just so you have to.
They're like a dollar.
Like standing in Target, checking out. Nah, I'll throw it up there.
They're like $1.69 for some reason.
Yeah, candy's expensive now. It's crazy.
So ridiculously expensive.
It's crazy. Like I'm not paying $1.85 for
one
Reese's.
You know they're going to be there.
$2.69 for a Twix?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever been somewhere a candy bowl? It's like a candy bowl, and you look over and see like a Christmas tree. You're like, ooh, like I'm definitely taking that. Like, my principal is awesome, and she always has like a basket of candy. And like sometimes I'm like, yo, there's the Reese's trees in there. Like, definitely snag them.
Snag it for later, even if you don't want it, so no one else can get it.
Yeah, hide it to the bottom.
Sean, I was gonna correct you because like sometimes you say Reese's and sometimes you say Reese's. And like Bobby said, Reese's. It's Reese's, and then but like you mixed.
Do I?
Yeah, you said both. You were like Reese's trees, and you were like Reese's peanut butter cups. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's definitely Reese's.
Remember, it's not Reese's PCs.
Put it in the blurb at the end of the podcast.
Reese's PCs.
Thought there was going to be some other trees.
I'll be getting some. I'll get some texts about that from Pennsylvania friends because that's like calling Lewis Lou's down here.
What is it?
All right,
I call it Reese's.
No, Reese's.
It's Reese's.
Reese's.
My head's spinning right now.
Catman. Fourth pick. First round.
All right, there's some.
I feel like this is going to be controversial.
No, not at all. Something that was a staple.
Yoda.
Staple in the Walsh household. In every year, Christmas, clockwork, stocking, it was there. Now to the point of 43 years old. I'm upset if I don't get it. Like, I need it. I'll buy it on clearance. Either way, I got to have one. The Lifesavers Hard Candy Sweet Storybook.
Yes.
Oh, a hard candy?
Yeah.
It's like a book with like a roll of.
It's Christmas themed. Always got, and you open it up and it has all the different flavors in it. Sometimes it just has basic Lifesavers. It's got like that butter rum, that cherry flavor.
Yeah, butter
that
rum.
No,
that's got legit.
Yeah.
Butter rum was the shiz. Man, I saw that cat, man, and I remembered it, and I was like, I just don't like Lifesavers anymore.
The Chilo
like, I
Mints.
I wanted to take it.
It's not about the candy. It's about
it's not. Opening it's up. Just nostalgia. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's about getting all. There was like a ton of different flavors back in the day. It was like 11 or 12 rolls. Now it's like five. With
there's like orange,
just the different...
like orange flavored Lifesavers.
There was only four. Wasn't it always four rolls?
No,
the old ones have a ton.
The front and back. You can look them up. There's a ton of different variations over the years. They have gummy ones too, but I'm going hard candy for old school. Yeah, I mean, I had some like outlandish picks, and then I got a lot of just like straight up stocking stuffers that I got as a kid and growing up. But that was one that was always there. I don't know why. Maybe just because they were just standard stocking stuffer candy fare in the aisle. They still make them. They're still out.
This is what I think of. This one has just a four rolls.
Yeah. But either way.
Type in that butter rum. You get a 12-pack.
That looked a little big for a stocking.
Nah, they were in there. They fit somehow.
No, they fit. Know,
they always fit.
They're not that big.
They were always coming out the top, like
yeah,
overflow.
All right. I'll allow it.
Can I
Lifesaver.
Rob, you're gonna be really upset with me.
Why?
Because my number one pick.
You taking the gummy one? Oh my god.
So literally, so
I swear, man.
I won't take it number
one. I don't
one,
think that's gonna help. I might end up taking, I don't think anyone takes gummy savers.
Listen, the same as Rob, but since me and Amanda have been married, she puts them in all our stockings. And I end up stealing all the books.
Gummy lifesavers? Get your vote, son.
Gummy lifesavers. They're unbelievable.
They are so
unbelievable.
I hate all of you.
I can't take it because I feel so bad, but I'm telling you, that was my next
Just
pick.
Do it. Everyone else does it. Bo, you don't even know if you've done it yet. So you picked your lifesavers.
Bo does it. Bo does it.
All right.
The Lifesaver magazine, not the book.
Right now, gummy candy's not coming back to you, Bo, if you don't take it.
I'll say, if he doesn't take
someone
it,
someone else is taking it, Bo.
He thinks
just
he can get
it
in the fifth round because we already talked about
it. I'm not
going to
take it number one.
He'll wait for the second round. First round.
All right. So I just thought of this today. When I get people to come over to my house or they're staying, they always end up, or I always end up with one or two less phone chargers. So a great stocking stuffer is an extra iPhone charger or, you know, two pack phone charger or whatever in your stocking stuffer. Everybody uses them. You use them for iPads, you use them for phones, you use them for every freaking thing. So phone chargers.
I don't disagree, but if someone ever stole my phone charger, I'd be salty.
It happens.
I've never had one taken from my house ever.
I was gonna say Eric and Bobby never probably has this happen to them before, but
so I got. Dude,
imagine
I
if you
don't
got
like scavengers ever in my
stuff.
House.
Yeah,
well, I have like Twiddlers. Extra chargers on me at all times. Like I'll never not have a charger.
Oh yeah, it's miserable if you don't.
Plus,
have
you
one.
Need that mag light. You need that mag charger. That's what I have. That mag safe.
I'll tell you what. The new iPhone 16 Pro has that, what is it, the C connection?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they changed it.
So I'm the only one
Lightning port
that has that connection for their phone.
Yeah.
I got my own. There's no worries of anyone taking my stuff.
Yeah, but you only have one. You have to, like, develop.
Yeah.
You have to create an arsenal of chargers. The car, home, your bag, work.
I found one that plugs in with my car. And so I always kind of have one close by if I need it. I will
it's a
say
decent
the battery,
pick.
The battery life on this one so far is unreal.
And I'm sorry, Rob, I got to do it because they're going to take it. I know it.
Oh, yeah.
Lifesaver gummies. I got to do it. I'm not even kidding you. Same thing as Rob. We have them every year. And matter of fact, when we were picking when I was making this list, the girls were like, Lifesaver gummies, Lifesaver gummies. I'm like,
so the Lifesaver gummy storybook,
like
though, right?
Storybook, yes. Or just like a bag of them?
Yeah, there's a gummy version.
Oh, yeah, the storybook.
I Googled it too, but that's dang.
Rob, you won't take Android chargers.
I mean, can I get all the storybooks? All the Lifesaver storybooks?
I mean,
I think you should. I think Rob's pick should be both. He's picking the Lifesaver.
I don't care. If that's the case, I'm all right with that. You want to go back with that?
I think Rob's. I don't think Bo should be allowed to pick.
The fact that he picked a storybook, I feel like it is bad that Bo
did say hard candy now. When you said
hard
candy, I'm like,
but because that's what he wants.
But I didn't think that. I honestly wasn't even thinking that someone would take the gummy one, and that's probably my that's probably my fault. That's why I've been snaked like 17 times
salty.
On this.
I'd be
5 years.
I didn't know they made gummy books. I thought he was getting like a pack of gummy savers. If Bo's picking the gummy savers,
I didn't think about it really because I don't. I just never had the gummy one. I just
it's
didn't
tough,
think about it. But
because he has it in his family, and the fact that rides, that's a tough decision. Like I don't know where to
and
fall.
Let's be like, even though they're both called Lifesavers, it's two totally different candies.
Nah,
you got hard, and you got gummy.
True.
So can I get a Reese's snowman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could.
Yeah.
It don't exist.
Well, yeah, I think they do. I think they do make other.
I don't
shapes.
Think they do. I think I just made that up.
I'm gonna take an old Reese's pumpkin in my stocking stuffer.
Where it's like
only 2 months old.
It's like
dry.
Dusty. Yeah, it's like so good. It's like a dust, like a film.
No,
on
they
top.
Do. They do make a snowman. I knew they did. He has like a snowboard in his hands.
Let's go. I veto no to the gummy savers. I think it's too similar, and it totally undercuts Rob's pick.
I think you gotta allow it. It's two different things.
There is a Reese's snowman.
Shine, what do you think?
Yeah, Nutcracker. Yes,
I mean, he has it. He legit. It's
the fact like that he gives them out. Yeah, I think if he was just picking it because he's like, oh, I need one more thing, then all right, we gotta let it stay, Catman. I feel bad, but I feel like it's the right thing. All right, back to you, Catman. Android charger.
I don't know what to pick now because someone else will pick something I pick. So let's see here.
Lottery tickets. Powerball.
Boy.
Loose change. Gosh. Instead of cash. A bunch of quarters. A roll of quarters. That'd be a good stocking stuffer, a roll of quarters.
Sock full of quarters? Like, I'm going to clown.
These are like, whatever. I know there's 14 different versions of this, but these were always in a stocking. I give them to people as stocking stuffers since that gets bonus points for picks now, too. The Reese's Cup Candy Cane.
Oh, yeah.
Like with the little one with the candy cane.
Okay. That's a good one.
I was like picturing like peppermint thing. I was like, what?
No. The mini Reese's penis pieces. No. Reese's peanut butter cup candy cane.
Reese's cup candy cane. Okay. With all like the little ones in there.
Yep.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
It fits perfectly. It sticks out of the stocking. Like it always hangs out.
Now, Rob, when you go to open it, do you like put your fingernail all around the edge and just pop the top off?
Yep.
Or do you, yeah.
Just pop it.
No, you just pull it right out. I don't think you have to slice it.
Sometimes it will like break the plastic. You really got to like work the wrapper first. It
ain't a bottle of wine.
Man, I literally had two other candy canes similar to that.
And yeah, I just said it.
It doesn't come close to the Reese's at all.
That's why I went that one first.
Yeah, it doesn't come close.
What's going to save you, Rob, is the fact that we have pictures now. People are going to be, yeah.
True. All right, Shine. Middle of the second round.
I'm throwing this draft away. I can't believe I came last in the cheese draft. I at least expected like middle of the road, not last.
No, but I think the first two picks, you guys are set up pretty nice. The first two picks.
Dude, there's no rhyme or reason anymore, Cammy.
No, I know, but.
The voters are.
I got a big one. I think I got to take it before Marley.
Can't wait. I just thought of one. I'm going to pick second round just because.
It was gift cards and what? What was the other pick?
I haven't got there yet.
Scratch-offs.
I have two that I want, and I feel like one's going to go before the other only because I think it's thought of first. Oh, this is tough, man. Trying to get some heavy hitters in here. I'm going to take me. I got to go me. I'm taking Hot Wheels.
That's a good one. I had it. I had it listed.
I was like, I don't know when that was.
Hot Wheels cars.
But I'm taking Hot Wheels cars. I'll be interested to see what goes next here. I'm on its way back to me. But Hot Wheels cars, I think, are iconic. We've played with them when we were children. I think every child since then has played with them, and I mean there's cars that are legit 75, 80 years old at this point. Like, that's how long Hot Wheels or Matchbox have been played with by kids, and they're like the perfect little, they still only like $1.29.
They're cheap,
just $1 forever. They were $1, and like recently, and like I'd say the last like 2 or 3 years, they finally went up to like $1.29 or something. But
I saw an old school ad about the Hot Wheels crack ups, the ones that had the damage,
when
you crash them and stuff earlier tonight. I thought they were cool.
That's awesome.
In the '80s. Yeah.
And then now they have all the fun tracks, and you had the Hot Wheels garage as a kid growing up. Like, Hot Wheels is a great little stocking stuffer. Everyone loves them.
I'm going to take this. You can get them at like multiple holidays, obviously, in your stocking, but there's so many different characters you can get. And I feel like the nostalgia for this should be a good pick. The candy itself is not like loved. And I feel like, I think Bobby took it in a candy draft earlier in the, like way back, and people were like hated on it, but I'm going Pez dispensers.
Yeah. They're toys and candy.
I had it in my list.
It's all about the, like the dispenser. The candy was great. The strawberry, by the way, like popped that open. How many times would you like stick your finger in a thing just to like see if it would hurt, like would it, like snap shut on it?
We get them every year for our kids.
Yeah, they're great. They're great stocking.
I got a snowman one for my wife this year for her stocking.
Spoiler alert.
Spoilers. If maybe she'll listen. We'll see if she listens before Christmas if this gets up. But yeah. They're just fun, man. They're just funny. It's fun. Something that's like $2.
That was the one. That was the other choice. I couldn't decide between the two. And I personally am not a fan of Pez or the Spencers. They just never pop out the way that they're supposed to when I have them. And
that grape.
You need one hand motion.
I'm also not a hard candy person. I'm not even a gummy candy person. It's just straight, give me chocolate peanut butter or anything chocolate peanut butter. Going down the guzzle.
Well, you all now have candy on all your teams, which makes me think I can save my pick to the fifth round, the candy that I want. I don't think people are going two candies. Maybe, but I'm going to go with this.
That's all I want.
Bo was talking about people staying over and having guests and stealing phone chargers. Well, if you are a guest or have guests and you have some Mother Nature calls, you got to – humans are disgusting. Like, we stink. So one way to cover up your tracks with some poopery, you spray that in the toilet and it covers up the scent. Perfect stocking stuffer for the purse, for the man bag, poopery. I'm going poopery.
Wow.
All right, let me tell you something. I'm a man. I don't take no poopery with me. You get the full effect of wherever I go.
I mean, I don't need it. It's in every restroom in my house. Just so you guys know, if you ever come, it's there for you to use. You don't need to get it in your stocking stuffers.
It's like $12 though. It's like for like 19 sprays. Like, get out of here.
Not I don't Costco. Think I've ever used it. I don't Costco. Know if I've ever actually used it, but women voters are going to be like, oh yeah, get some poopery. It's, you know,
and it's did cute. You notice that it works. The J-Cat on the shelf picture that Science. Was next to him? That's what I had when he was giving a thumbs up.
Oh, was it?
Sure, I posted. That was next to him.
All right. So, yeah, I just thought of it.
I didn't have that one on my list.
I saw it on some lists, but I was like, man, I don't really like. Are you trying to tell somebody something, or like, what?
No, it's good to carry around.
No, it is.
I don't
carry
around, but
yeah.
All right, and this is another thing that I don't use, but it's a good stocking stuffer. I want mini liquor bottles. Like a fireball shot. Or nice. So like you get like one or two of them and have like a little post dinner toast. So
Bobby's bringing
I had that
right
on
now.
My list.
Yeah.
And I had every intention
I didn't even think about that.
Of drafting that. And I looked here when J Cat was gone, I was like, oh my God, I'm thinking fireball in the fifth round.
yeah, that's a J Cat. I might have been a first rounder for him.
Yeah.
That's
once he was gone,
pick.
I totally
that's big,
a
man.
Mark
that's
in my good. Notes, like fifth round now, maybe. Dang. Good.
Bob's in the zone.
Yeah. Definitely didn't have Bobby taking fireball, that's for sure.
He said, I ain't coming last again.
Chug or pour, Bobby. Chug or pour.
The cheese fountain killed me. No one knows what it is.
Because it's not a thing. It's fondue. It Lydia said you should have drafted fondue.
That's why you came in sixth place.
If you saw a fountain of cheese with various chips and pretzels and hot dogs, and you was the one putting your little thing in there and let it soak up, that's awesome.
All right. With the second pick in the third round, when Bobby said something about people stink, he drafted poopery. I wasn't expecting that. But we're at the point where, like, there's a lot of good-smelling soaps out there. And just getting a nice, good-smelling soap in your stocking. Specifically, I'm not a big fan of Dr. Squatch, because I don't think it lasts very long. But they got scents like Hot Chalky, Fresh Falls, Wood Barrel, and, like, Birchwood, and all those good-smelling soaps. So I just want, like, a nice, good, one of those, like, Marshalls, just big bar of soaps, you know, Duke Cannon, any of those big bars of soaps. I kind of want those. I think they make good gifts.
Yeah. My wife got me, that was on my list. She got me a rope on a soap, but the big bar of soap. It comes into like a cloth, like a casing.
Mine's dying.
Yeah, well,
so
it
are
comes
you taking,
in a case that you can wash.
Are you taking a bar of soap?
Yeah, I'm taking a bar of soap.
Bar soap, okay.
But I don't know how to put it, like a good smelling bar of soap. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's not a third round pick, but
No,
like,
I 100% agree with you. That's awesome.
I think if you put Dr. Squatch on there,
I think it's better. Like, just those big brick. I'm just gonna put like a big brick of soap. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. It's,
guys,
some of them
no,
are
that's
called
fine,
that.
James. I have
I know.
Their whole entourage. Oof. I think you guys overlooked one a little bit.
I messed up. Should have took one.
I'm going to take this right now. I don't use it that much, but I will when I need to. There are some people that I think apply it 7,000 times a day, and I'm taking ChapStick.
No, that's a good pick because
I have Burt's Bees.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good pick. That's like a prime thing that we put in everybody's stocking too.
Yeah, everyone uses it.
It was on my list, man. I was gonna.
Me too.
It was gonna be picked.
Say it, Rob.
I was hoping that would come back to me.
Chipstick. Mothman.
So
yeah, that's a good pick.
I didn't think that I would get that to come back to me after Eric. You took Pez number two, and I was like, oh man. I wasn't gonna get either of those on the way, so that.
And I don't think
that might
I don't
be
think you have to specify, but like, remember the lip smackers that the girls used to have, like Dr. Pepper and like all the cool flavors. Like, lip smackers were like where it's at. But now, if you get ChapStick, I'm like, all right, I need like a 3-pack of Burt's Bees. I ain't trying to pay $12. Vitamin E with peppermint, beeswax lip balm. All right, Catman, you got two candies.
All right, I gotta do it. I gotta snake somebody.
You're gonna do it because I was about to do it.
No, I'm snaking Eric. I'm taking body wash.
Oh,
dang.
That's all I did have it down. I had it on my list because that's why I asked you. I was, are you taking soap bars?
Yeah.
Wait. Is this snake talk about me?
No.
Are you snaking me, Bo?
Oh.
No, Eric took soap, like a bar of soap. I'm taking body wash.
I know, but I feel like that's not what Bo was talking about.
That's not what I was saying.
What's in
the Bath and Body Works? A little gingham,
some Everyman Jack,
some Ocean.
Dr. Squatch Ocean now has body wash, which I haven't tried because it's like $20 a thing.
Yeah.
But
last three,
you need bottles. You need the regular bars, and you need to get medium grit.
No. Body wash medium with a nice loofah, you're good to go.
That's what I'm saying.
Medium grit is the way to go. The no grit, you don't feel clean after that. The heavy grit, you feel like you need some Band-Aids when you're done. Medium grit is the perfect, you know.
See, I've switched it up. I use both. I use bar soap for my face and like pits, and like I just scrub my pits, and then body wash for like that good smell everywhere else, like neck and like, you know, arms. So it's like all about it. I'm all about the good smells.
Am I back to back?
Nah.
Not yet? Okay. I ain't got a lot left. I'm like sweating it a little bit right now.
I know. Bomar with back to back picks.
I found this bar soap at Ross. The thing is this big.
Yeah.
It was $4 and it smelled, and it was like wrapped in a Christmas sweater wrapping.
And it lasts forever.
Yeah.
I got this honey smelling one. It's so good. Like, I'm telling you, and they last forever. Dr. Squatch will fade away in three washes.
It does.
Well, maybe I didn't get the medium grit. Maybe I didn't get that medium grit. I don't know.
You said body wash, soap.
ChapStick and soap. And Bo said rope on a soap. Didn't know. Look at him. All right, Bomar, back to back.
As a kid, I think you all, I don't know if you guys ever got this in your stockings or anything, but it's probably something you guys would like. And I know Jason liked it, and I'm sure Rob liked it if you ever got it. Collectible cards, like sport cards, like basketball, football cards.
It was on my list.
Yeah.
And I honestly, Bo, for a second, I don't think anyone's going to pick this. And if someone does, you can be mad at me. I thought you were going to say beef jerky.
J-Cat would pick that. J-Cat would pick a big old punk of Bomar, I can't believe you picked that.
That's
what I should have picked instead of soap.
I thought it was going to come back around.
I thought no one would think of it. Like, I literally Shine just would take put it. A star next to it.
I think anyone really cared, to be honest.
That's a good
I
gift.
Would always get the, remember like the 3-pack of like the thing that would like hang
Yep.
Or it has a mesh bag.
It would be like folded up and it would just be stuck in like the in the stocking somewhere. You pull it up, like, oh, look, I got a Cecil Fielder. Like, you know.
Cecil Fielder.
Bobby Bonilla.
Wow.
Gary Sheffield.
There's a Ricky Henderson.
Jeff Bagwell.
Will Clark.
All right. And then I was thinking this, and I think all of us have them. I know last year we got one for Caroline and put it in her stocking. This is such a great stocking stuffer. Your own water bottles, like a Stanley or something like that. Like, not like Stanley. Stanley's pretty. You don't have to put Stanley. Stop, Bobby. You don't have to put Stanley. You put a personal water bottle.
You ain't buying no $4 like a $4 water bottle.
I thought about that pick because I thought we'd get nixed, but
why would it get nixed?
It's too big.
It's in the stocking,
and it's too expensive. It could.
What are you talking about, man?
It could. It'd be your stocking. Only thing in the stocking.
Oh, your stocking stuffer is like this big. You just stuff in the water bottle.
Nope.
Come on, man. No. Yeah. You're using it as a stocking.
No, I don't. I don't disagree with Bo. I think he's
three thumbs down. Water bottles are not stocking
right there.
No,
that's crazy.
That's a clever use of the stocking and also being clever. Like, I just got a Stanley. In Look there. Inside your cup.
It's too expensive.
Inside, inside that Stanley, you're gonna find cash money.
Maybe in the Mar household.
Nah, but Mar. Unless you're getting like a collapsible Gatorade one that like shrinks down.
No.
Then exactly. Then it ain't going.
I might get a huge one though. I might get like one that's like. Like, don't matter.
It's that's still over $20, so you know that.
Dude, you guys are crazy.
I see what you're saying, Bo.
Dead.
All right.
Dwayne.
I just thought of something off the top of my head. Top of my head.
But big enough.
For people that love to get up in the morning and make some coffee,
I'm gonna put
coffee mug in the stocking stuffers. Coffee mugs.
World's greatest dad.
That's not going in the stocking. It's going to fall off the fireplace and break.
Bo, you miss another pick now, you lose the pick.
No way. No.
A coffee mug is nice.
I don't want to go like that. And everyone. Who hangs? Oh, my gosh.
For the audience, that is three thumbs down, back to back. If Bo gets three more thumbs down, he loses his fourth round pick.
Better stick put the Crutcher Boys in fifth and sixth place, please.
You better play it safe. A coffee mug is not a stocking stuffer.
You're telling me a coffee mug doesn't go in the... several coffee mugs put in the stocker.
The pressure's on, Bo.
There's no pressure.
Are you going to have Life of Jeff's first vacated pick for making...
Quiet, Jason.
Correct.
Quiet, Jason.
I'm thumbs down because I don't care what it is.
You better play it safe, Bo.
You guys are trying... voters are trying to keep me out of first place here.
Collusion.
Don't go in stockings.
Stop the count.
Hold on, dude.
Collusion.
I'm going to go.
Wine glasses. No, Bo.
Since I love golf so much, I like to have certain things put in my stocking stuffer. And if I can get a sleeve of good golf balls, that would be great.
Pro V1s, Bo?
Pro V1s.
You're pushing the limit of price there. They're about $15.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick.
Nobody wants four golf balls, though.
Three. Yeah, but you won't be upset if you got a sleeve of them. Like a sleeve of Pro V1s.
You don't know, bro. Yeah. That's a good gift.
You're probably getting three in a stocking, and then the other 21 are in a box wrapped.
No, you could buy sleeves of balls.
Yeah.
Bo has three good picks, but three picks that I had not on my list.
He tried to get two other ones that weren't on anybody's list.
Well, yeah, if you would have gave me those, I would have been short winner. Water bottle.
People would say it's not a stocking stuffer.
Yeah. No way, Bobby.
He wants a new pitching wedge in the stocking, too.
Bobby, let me ask you a question. All you guys, I have on my list, I have slippers. No, slippers can't fit in there.
That's not even the same.
You guys are crazy, man.
Slippers are not stocking stuffers.
But I'll give you the Stanley, but slippers not.
Slippers are like $100.
I literally buy Amanda slippers and stuff them in her stocking every year.
Picture this year.
So are they like back to back, like one and then one? Or are they both?
I shove one all the way down in the sock part. and then I shoved the one as tight as I can get up in there.
What is like giant? Like whose stockings are these? Like the
BFGs? Yours is small, Bobby. I bet your stocking stuff. Your stock is bigger than mine.
I don't think I've ever had a stocking in my life.
Slippers and a water bottle in the same stocking. That's and gummy savers. A book of gummy savers.
A beach chair. Beach chair fits in your little stocking.
I mean, like I've seen sombrero. Typically the stocking is overflowing a little bit and it's like can't be hung up. So it's like on the floor next to the tree in the presence. That's kind of like that's like how my stocking experience was growing up and in life. But I don't, everyone has different ones. So
yeah, we don't hang our stockings either.
Mine are hung right now, but yeah, like they won't be hung like a Christmas.
Bo needs a forklift for his stockings.
Jason, I can't, man.
Forklift for his head.
Shoot. Man, I really feel like this. I'm just going to pick take what a basketball. I want to pick. No.
that's not fitting.
No, those slam dunk tickets when we were back in the day.
Those were usually.
No.
I know.
But they were in a stocking usually. They were like wrapped.
And they kind of like stuck out the top. Like,
I thought about that too. I'm like,
too expensive.
I'm a scout for Frey.
We played.
The money thing really plays a part, bro. Like, it does, but stocking stuffers, there can be some good stuff in there.
I'm just socks.
You're on my list. It's on my list.
I might have taken it.
The older you get, nice the more pair. You appreciate socks. But even if you had some like good Nike socks back in the day, like that 6-pack or 4-pack of three. No, they're 3-packs, right? The black ones. Yeah. Yeah, man, socks. I got a very standard stocking right now, but
that might go far though.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely everyone's list, but
it was on my list.
Just kind of stales your team.
yeah.
All right, Shine.
I'm actually keeping track of everyone's picks this time. I don't usually, for the sole reason of keeping notes for this final week of shopping here. All right, I'm taking it. There's two different ways that I could explain this, choose this, and you guys are going to tell me which way I have to go with it. But my pick is like a mini, it's not the right word for it, a small Lego set. You know the Lego sets that the Lego sets that come in like a bag.
Yeah.
$7.99.
Like 50 to 70 pieces.
$4.99.
Yeah. I see them. Yeah. I saw them. And I knew that was going to come up probably.
They're perfect for just a little like fun. Also, I was thinking there's something else that's kind of related, but you know, Lego. Can I just make Lego my?
No, has got to be.
I'm gonna say small Lego set because I had that typed in my thing. It's got to be like under $10, like no more than 85 pieces.
And they are
the bags are pretty terrible. So if you get the bag ones, it's like
they're
12
bad. No, but they have like cool little sets that are like $10 that come in like a little box too. So I don't know how you want to say that Lego set small.
It's small Lego set.
All set. Okay.
That bag Lego set.
They're not bad. They're like $4.99.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I didn't know how we would list it. I know because you know you could put Lego set, but no, they're definitely stocking stuffers for sure.
Guys,
know
what? Two toys: Hot Wheels and Legos. We did this draft before, Shine. That was the toy draft.
I know. Well, that's what's in my stock.
All right, I'm gonna go
with Chapstick and Reese's peanut butter trees. Come on.
I feel like this would be a nice stocking stuffer. Now the value is going to be higher than everything else on the list, but it definitely fits in a stocking. And I feel like people get, I want a concert or a sporting event ticket. Just too put expensive. In, it doesn't matter. There's not a value on a stocking. Like you can throw in diamond earrings in a stocking.
No, we said that last week.
We set the precedent of money in the beginning.
We did.
So how much is Bobby's gift? So Bobby has to put $10 gift card.
No, it's 20. We said $25.
I didn't know we were like sticking to that though. But
we have so far. Bo's pushing it. Phone charger is 15. Leave the balls is 15. Sport cards is 7.
I actually say thumbs up for the sporting tickets or whatever, but
that's way too expensive.
All right.
I mean, it could be like a main gift, honestly. Like if you're giving someone.
I get that, but
like
are
Taylor
you gonna
Swift
wrap it?
tickets in their stocking. Like,
my biggest issue with that is they no longer actually have ticket.
Yeah, true. They don't have, like, I mean,
stubs.
You'd have to print out like the receipt or something.
Yeah.
Or take a
printed
picture of your.
Receipt.
Yeah.
All right. I
I'm
just
not
thought of this.
Against it.
It's all good. It's
passed.
Fine. I just thought of this. Shine's Lego pick kind of made me think of this. I feel like kids enjoy this more. I hate buying these because of the mystery. Getting a nice blind bag toy or a blind box toy of a certain brand that you don't know what it is, just you can throw a couple of them in there and the kids like the excitement of them opening it up. So I'm going like a blind box toy. No specific brand, no like it could be a Lego mini, mystery mini, could be, you know.
I got
those
this
are like,
one. I got a Transformers one and I thought they're gonna be cool. And we got Bumblebee, the one Graham wanted, but this is what it looks like. Just solid blue Bumblebee. That's it. I was like, oh, we got Bumblebee. But
take a picture of that. I'll put it on Instagram.
It's just like his head. Like they all probably have the same body. Oh, maybe not.
I know the Lego minifigure blind bag was like kind of on my list with Lego. And I know how
those are sweet.
About going with those are fun.
We get a couple of those, but the chance of getting like a double, I just like boils my.
Yeah.
It makes me so mad. Like nobody wants two of the same thing. Like don't. You can't let me buy. I can't pay the same
$8
for the same thing twice. I would be livid. Like my dad got those Rocky things, and I got him like 12 of them. They were like $8 each, and he got like two freaking tuxedo Rockies. Who the hell wants that? Like wedding dress, Adrian. Yeah, it's awful, awful.
Condominiums.
Let me get two butt kiss.
But I would take a butt kiss. If you add
an
extra
one.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Saying.
Grant had it. Grant has it now. It's upstairs.
Oh,
Grant's room.
Peace.
His keychain collection.
All right, Birdo.
You know, finishing last is never good, but getting the fourth and fifth round picks back to back, I'm kind of happy. I'm just struggling because I don't have any candy, no toys, but I also have another vote getter.
Lame.
Yeah, bubblegum.
Did you just hear yourself?
Bubblegum and taffy.
Fourth round, and you have no candy or toys.
But Shine,
who are you? Grinch?
Who is voting? We're not voting. Little kids. I guess we do have some kid voters.
Nostalgia, though.
Man, I feel like I'm going to get lashed if I pick this. But I would want this in my stocking. If I spent my gift card shopping, came home, publisher's clearinghouse with some potpourri, had a little nip from a fireball shot. I want to go take a nice warm bath with my fresh bath bomb stuffed in my stock. Give me a bath bomb.
You're draft.
That's a dud right there.
Oh, man.
You're draft. That's
a chili cheese dog, man. That's
might as well take a hot chocolate bomb.
That's next on my list. I do. Bath bombs rule, man. They're cool. I like bath bombs.
You need to try one now.
So I go candy or toy? Candy or toy? You know what?
I want candy, bubblegum, and taffy.
I want my toys wrapped. I want my candy in rope form. Give me the nerd's rope.
And he wants his meat on
the
side. The
holiday nerd rope?
Yes, it's dope. It's like red, green, and white nerds. Give me a nerd's rope.
That was solid because I was definitely going to be my number five.
You're going to
really?
Three
nerd
candies?
Rope?
Nerd rope, yeah.
Nerd's rope.
Wow. But nerd clusters are so much better.
And they have
Nerd's
Christmas ones.
Rope.
That's
a good
so
piece.
Good. They're like $2.19 now somehow.
Nah, $1.29 Target. I'll ship one to you.
Okay.
Some Gouda.
So here's another thing that's not necessarily for me, because I don't eat this stuff. But I always put one of these in Lydia's stocking, and you can definitely get them in like the mini bottle form. I'm putting in little bottles of hot sauce. Different flavors. I got OM1's like Old Bay hot sauce. It's like a little, you know, a regular size. Put them in the stocking. It's like $12. The goods. I'm going hot sauce.
Somehow you have my team and I have your team.
Yeah, the Pez dispenser. True in the butt. Yeah, true.
Soap and scratch offs. And lime bags. That's me.
True. I was like Dilts when he came back and stole the 80s movies. He took my entire team. Right, Shine. Three picks left. You, Catman, Bomar, Stocking Stuffers.
I'm just looking at my draft here, and I want to pick what's here, but I'll give it my definite honorable mention because it was not a hit as it should have been many drafts ago. So
Shibuzi album.
I am gonna go and if
digital download.
If Delaney listens to this, she's gonna be very upset because I'm not going with what she insisted that I do. Instead, I'm gonna go with Tic Tacs as my fifth round pick.
I saw, man, the white ones, like the holiday peppermint ones.
Yeah, those are good.
I'm not a huge Tic Tac person, but I feel like many are. And
the fruity ones are so bad. Like, oh,
it's like that, like weird, like just let me throw these in here as a stocking stuffer type of.
Pick. I don't think about that. Minty ones are good though. Minty.
Boys, there's a new element to this draft: finding the right picture to go along with your pick. Because I'm like searching for poopery images, and you got to get the right one.
The right smell, the right
the camo.
You have that lemon lime.
All right, Catman.
Christmas tree.
Off the board. All right.
This kind of just came to me while we were doing the draft tonight. Can't believe it hasn't been picked yet. I like stocking stuffer staple. And it's a steal in the fifth round. The Hallmark keepsake ornament.
See, I thought about that. Mm-hmm. But they're always wrapped.
I agree.
Well, although the little ones could go in, I thought about it. I almost took an ornament, but I was like,
I thought they'd be too big, but I thought about them too.
You're talking about music and sound one? That's like $40, son. It's too much.
Just,
too much.
I'm not picking a specific one. The Hallmark keepsake ornament.
Like the yearly ornament?
Yeah. They're all Hallmark keepsakes. You're looking at me
because you're trying to get like a lot of pictures. You're not saying it's the small one, but you're not saying it's the big
there's,
one. You're like, I'm
300
taking
of them.
Yeah.
I don't exactly.
More than that.
Yeah.
Now, I had it on my list for sure. And they were almost my fifth round pick. I forgot.
Every year you get an ornament, it's in the stocking.
It could just be an ornament. You could just pick ornament, like a yearly ornament.
We ain't getting wax stuff. It's the Hallmark.
That's what I'm saying.
Ornament.
The wax stuff's in the stocking. The good stuff's wrapped next to the stocking. Man, I don't like that.
What?
Why?
All right, Bomar.
I guess. Last pick, boys. And since I can't get socks, this is something we get almost every year.
You know what? Here it comes.
Girls, boys. Jason probably couldn't get one of these because it couldn't fit his fat head, but a beanie hat.
Boy, that's the only kind of hat that does.
Wintertime, boys, that you know, it's a good stocking stuffer. So I'm gonna take a beanie hat.
Yeah, Bo, this year for the pod, you need to take a picture of your stocking before you go into it and post it on Instagram, so we see what your stocking is like overflowing with hoodies.
Video of Amanda opening.
And guess what? Guess what? One of the stockings stuffers are gonna be slippers, and I'm gonna stuff right in there for you boys, and I'm gonna show you how it's done.
Like the sock slippers, or like actual flat bottoms.
He was showing us how he stuffs the slippers into the stocking.
Just like you stuff your head into a hat.
It was one of those moments where I wish the listeners could actually see what's going on because, yeah, it was just a little comical looking.
All right, Bomar. Stocking stuffer draft. Got any honorable mentions? Three and only three.
Only three?
Yes.
All right.
Bobby Jr.
So this, I was going to kind of snake. I said snake earlier. This is something we get from my mother-in-law every year, Powerball tickets and a stocking stuffer. She does stocking stuffers or stockings for everybody. So scratch-offs and Powerball tickets, she always does. Scratch-offs are way better, obviously, but Powerball tickets are good too. Hair clips for girls, women, they love hair clips. And a phone case.
Otterbox
defender. When I called you out in the beginning of this draft, how high were hair clips on your original list? Number two, number three?
Mid to late round.
Fourth from the bottom.
Oh, okay.
But I did have makeup and jewelry up top.
I know. Jewelry wasn't picked. Probably should have been.
Hair ties was what Delaney insisted I pick.
Yeah, hair clips. Hair clips that girls like more.
So
Catman.
Honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Thurston. Boxers underwear. You usually get like one nice pair of boxers, maybe, and you know, or something like that.
Like the silky boxers.
Yeah, yeah, like the J. Crews.
Yeah, yeah. Bro.
Not like the novelty ones. Like
yeah. I was at TJ Maxx and I found Mountain Dew Code Red boxers in a can, but they weren't a size that would fit Rob, because I definitely would have got them and mail them to him. But yes. I sent Rob a picture of the can, like inside were like Code Red boxers.
Yeah, you'd wrap it, throw it in a stocking, it'd work. A Bluetooth speaker, like a small one. I feel like that's something that like you could give to somebody, or like a Miller Lite can or something, you know, like just to be funny. And then this one's beer. No one's gonna understand this one because we're old as crap now, but cassette tapes. Did anybody ever get like music, like album, no. Like cassettes in their stocking.
We didn't have stockings when we were kids.
I got Boys to Men 2, the 2 album that had all the jams on it. That was in my stocking.
The Greatest Hits?
No, it was like 2. Like the one that had On Bended Knee, the only Boys to Men album that matters.
Yeah. that one. Water Runs Dry was on the other yeah. one. It was on the next one.
yeah, those are my, or a CD. Like every once in a while you get a CD that you asked for. When people just didn't have every album at their fingertips.
Four Seasons of Loneliness, too.
Yeah. Hey,
it's a late banger.
But yeah, those are my, I think that was.
All right. Yeah, it was 3.
Yep.
Shine?
First and foremost, what I should have picked, but I didn't because no one loved it as much as I did years ago, so many drafts ago, was Silly Putty. Silly Putty deserves another honorable mention choice here tonight.
I had Slime on my list. Slime's a good pick. Silly Putty is trash.
Trash. No, Silly Putty is amazing because it is exactly what makes Slime awful. Doesn't make a mess. I hate Slime. Silly Putty is where it's at. I'm going to give my grandma, God rest her soul, a shout out. Every year for years growing up, we all got a flashlight in our stocking from her, and that was like you could count on that, no doubt. And then I'm gonna give M&M minis.
They are good.
The little
man.
Tub, the little tube.
Yeah, the little tube.
Those are good.
Those were in the running for my 5th round or 2. All
right. I wanted to take this. I've been into, like, obviously, like, stress balls and stuff are, like, popular in stockings. But, like, the Neato ones, like, they make the cats, they make the animals. But then they have, like, these cubes, like, these ice cubes. Yeah, that. My classroom, like, they love that. It's cool. It's, like, hard. Cool. So I was going to say, like, a Neato stress ball type thing. Also, I was going to pick earbuds, like, headphones. But, like, if we're going for the value thing, I'm not going to take, like, a $12 pair. But you could toss them in there. And then, like, I didn't know how to pick this, but like a card game, like Uno or like Exploding Kittens or something, like a game that's like mostly card based. You don't need like a box that you really wouldn't wrap. So something small in that. And then like gum, like Big League Chew, bubble tape, like that stuff. We just picked gum, so I didn't want to, you know.
I was surprised no one did. I guess we were all thinking the same thing, but
yeah,
bubble gum. I feel like without solid. That gum draft, that would have been one of our early picks.
I mean, what kid like doesn't gum? Love gum? You know what I mean? Like,
gum. Obsessed.
Birdo.
I was going to pick, say, Uno cards. A nice holiday hand soap is good. I was going to throw a Rubik's Cube in my stocking. They're always fun. And I was just going to say some sort of fidget, like a fidget spinner, some sort of fidgets. Kids like them. They're cool.
Rubik's Cubes are still hot.
They're sweet.
Terrible. Catman. Cat fact this week.
Real.
What you got?
This is something that I guess is part of holiday folklore from Iceland. I started seeing like pictures on Instagram this year, and like, you know, like Krampus, I feel like in the last 5 years has like kind of come to the forefront with more like Christmas mythology and creatures and characters and stuff. Well, this is from the National Nordic Museum. Beware the Yule Cat. Christmas is only a few days away, so we're diving into a bit of terrifying Icelandic folklore to get you into the holiday spirit. There's old Icelandic tales that state every Icelander must receive a new piece of clothing for Christmas, or the enormous, ravenous Yule Cat will prowl the streets in search of unsuspecting souls, devouring those who don't follow the rules. This not-so-friendly feline is also known as the house pet of the mythological ogress Gryla and her sons, the infamous Yule Lads.
Yule.
I guess it was initially 1932. It was mentioned in a book, a children's storybook. That was where like some of the origins of it come from. But there's other history that isn't exactly known how long this murder floof has been around. Folk historians do know that it was probably used as a threat by farmers to scare workers into finishing up the processing of wool from the fall season before Christmas. Today, there's a giant statue of the Yule Cat that can be found annually in downtown Reykjavik. Merry Christmas. You get socks in your socking. I think you're clear and you're safe from the Yule Cat.
All right, before we wrap it up, we're going to play four facts. First one, number one.
Came out in 1964.
I don't have those. Very few. Number one, the name comes from the German word for peppermint. The first ones were shaped like cigarette lighters, and they were marketed to adults. Number three, the best-selling one of all time is Santa Claus, and in a regular size pack, you get 12 of them.
Are we saying it or writing it down?
Text it to me.
Okay.
While you guys are sending your answers, I'm going to share with the listeners here. I'm just now seeing all these texts that were sent during this draft, and that Reese's snowman is not the same as the egg, the pumpkin, or the Christmas tree.
You're not wrong. It's got that thin little creamy peanut butter in it, though.
That snowman that you guys shared probably has like a quarter inch thick chocolate shell.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Bomar?
Any guesses? No clue.
Birdo said candy cane. Rob said candy cane. Shine said Pez. The correct answer is
like a cigarette lighter.
The correct answer is Pez. Shine with the point.
You see that, Bomar?
I was thinking.
Yeah,
candy cane.
I was like finishing up moving stuff on my phone, so I wasn't really paying attention. It wasn't easy. Santa Claus thing should have been the.
What's 12 in a pack? 12 pieces of candy?
Wrappers.
Yeah,
I would have thought there was more than 12.
That's why Pez are not that.
I double checked that fact too. It says a regular roll has 12. All right, number two, you have to be brand specific with your answer. This first one is made with all natural ingredients. Number two of the product names are grapefruit IPA and eucalyptus Greek yogurt. Number three, with regular use, you can get up to about 21 uses before it's gone. And number four, this company also makes toothpaste and deodorant. What is the company and the product? Shine says Burt's Bees chapstick. Bomar says Yankee candles. Bro says Poo-Pourri. And Catman didn't have a guess.
Hold on.
Anything, Catman?
Oh. Stick. Chapstick.
The correct answer is Dr. Squatch soap.
Wow.
Squatch soap.
Dang, I just got two for my birthday. I got the one I never smelled before. It's awesome. Coconut something.
21 uses. I never even came across that ever.
It doesn't last long. It lasts like a week and a half.
I told you. Yeah,
oh, trust me.
I told you. If you get 21 uses out of it, you must not be washing very thoroughly.
No way. I tried it. I got two bars once and I was like, this is terrible.
It's all about that medium grit, the hard grit. The more grit, the more uses. Because I'm telling you, you're not scrubbing down long with that heavy grit.
It's all about that grit, heavy grit.
You got more surface area than me.
The head alone is like a bar.
I don't know. You're about 6 feet.
The volume of skin you both have would probably be about the same. Yours is just stretched out.
The stretch shine out some 7 inches.
All right, number three. Clue number one, the most expensive one was worth $2.5 million Because it was encrusted with diamonds and jewels.
Know this. I just saw this.
Number two, there was a Saturday morning cartoon about this in 1983. I did not know that, by the way. Number three, one of the best-selling toys of all time. And number four, it's good for your brain.
I think my answer is solid, but I'm not sure if it's the right one.
Should spelling count as the case, is the question.
Is mine off?
No.
Not what I thought. I saw something recently that sold for an insane amount of money because it was diamond encrusted. I was like, why? Like, so I don't care if you have millions of dollars. Why want to buy a teddy bear for $1 million?
Build-A-Bear? Just waiting on Bomar.
Oh.
I see you typing. It's like still says he's typing as if he's writing a paragraph.
I don't even know how to spell that first word, but.
Okay. All right, I won't put you on blast for that one. All right, Bomar says Etch-a-Sketch. Rob, Shine, and Birdo all say Rubik's Cube. The answer is Rubik's Cube.
Oh.
Saturday morning cartoon. They said it had like a face and like arms and legs.
Solved. Stuff. Yeah, I think I saw a clip recently.
That's why I was unsure if I had the right answer because I was like, I don't think there's a cartoon.
Everything had a cartoon in the 80s, dude. If they could figure out a way to make something talk.
Anthropomorphic Rubik's Cube.
Snorks.
2 points. 2 points.
All right, two more. Remember, stocking stuffers. It's a category. First clue. It enhances blood circulation. It fosters relaxation. It is non-toxic. And the inside of it is made of polyurethane. Omar says lotion. The inside of lotion is made of polyurethane. it was Shine. Shine says koosh ball. Oh, he just changed it. It said koosh ball. Catman said stress ball. Birdo said Play-Doh. The correct answer is a stress ball. So Catman with the point.
Were you like dropping hints all night?
No, I just...
Yeah.
I stare at my draft board thinking of things, and I'm like, well, I don't know what everyone else is thinking, so maybe their draft boards are the same. So I try not to pick from just my draft board, but tonight they've all been mentioned. This next one definitely was not mentioned tonight, but has been mentioned in the past. I will tell you that. On a past draft. All right? Think outside the box with this one. Get ready. Because if this was in your stocking, you would all be very, very happy. Actually, all but one of you would be very, very happy. Some extra clues in there. Number one, it's a mystery. Number two, the age range is from 8 to 12. Number three, it was written by Franklin W. Dixon. And maybe the giveaway clue, number four.
I know.
Characters include Pops, Fritz, Chet, and Biff.
I hope this is in my stocking.
Oh God, I'm throwing my stocking away.
I need a specific name. I need everyone who's answered to be more specific, except Bobby and Rob. Sorry, I didn't see
you. How did you guys not respond? Wait a minute, Bo. Do you know what it is?
I don't think he does. Hold on.
Is it the book?
Bo, I need you to be. Bo, I need you to be more specific. With your answer before you.
The chum book?
Well, I need you to be more specific.
Any
exact title, please?
None of you responded. I found one in the wild.
I did see that.
I found it at someone's house. I sent a picture
of it. Oh, yeah. That was a couple weeks ago, right? I can't remember.
Chums.
I thought you just took a picture of something, like a snap screenshot.
I mean, I couldn't take it. It was a part of this kid's collection, but I saw it.
Oh, you should have taken it.
I couldn't. It was like a note from his grandfather. Chums. The lost
Bomar,
chums.
What is your answer, Bo?
The lost chums.
Lost chums?
The lost friends.
This is the kid that couldn't name one song. One song in 30 seconds.
The kid. The kid. Bomar, I cannot give it to you. The correct answer is the case of the missing chums. Actually, it's just the missing chums, but if you said the case of the missing chums, I will give it to you. Birdo, Shine, and Catman. All of you would be happy with it, except I'm assuming Shine.
Nope, I don't need to read it anymore.
Do you have your Shine?
No, I don't have that.
What? You don't have it?
What did you do with it?
Oh yeah, I probably do. I don't know. I know. I think I took it to Sylvan and put it
Mine's
in.
Mine's probably displayed on the shelf right there.
Cover I took it to out. Sylvan and put it on the free book table.
Did you buy Bobby?
No, it was a kid's book. I was at
I would
house.
Buy it again if I came across it. I would just grab it. But
yeah, you got to.
You should. Point. Is it still at Sylvan?
No, someone took it. Bring a book. Take a book.
Ah, boys, another solid draft. 85 in the books. We're winding down the year 2024. We hope everyone has a happy holiday. Have a great new year in 2025. We'll be back in 2025 with some outside the box draft topics coming up. Probably some of them won't have pictures with them because of the topics, but we're going to make it interesting. We're going to have fun. We're going to pick topics that we want to draft and laugh at. JCat, hurry back soon. Catman, closing thoughts on the stocking stuffers episode and the year 2024, if you want to talk about that.
Watch out for the Yule Cat, number one. Number two. No, I just wish everybody a happy, healthy 2025 coming up. And Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
Shine.
I still am shocked. I think the Nicola's pepperoni rolls should have taken me farther than fourth place. I do hope that JCat is feeling better by the time he hears this podcast, and look forward to more podcasting in our new year. So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bomar.
I had a great time drafting. This was one of the, I think, better ones of the year so far. A lot of laughs. Yeah, I think that I'm going to be on the podium again, which everybody, it's just how it is, guys. It's just how it is.
It's inevitable.
So, yeah, I hope everybody has a great Christmas, and see you next year.
Birdo.
I want Bo to get an infinity gauntlet and just, if he wins three seasons in a row, just be like, it's inevitable.
Life's a draft.
We're shutting down.
Yeah, you should customize it. Fun draft. I think my team's solid. I think I'm going to get the votes. I think the mini liquor bottles are going to carry me with the gift cards. I need to finish strong. These sixth place is terrible. 2024, good times. Rolling into the 25. The real reason for the season, go ahead and read Matthew 1, 21 through 23.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
Hey, yeah. Bobby, you should have gone to Louis and got these cheese fries, son.
I'm not going over to Hobith for fries.
You're right there, Shellville.
Rise.
Yo, yo, yo. Ho, ho, ho. What's up there, podcast land? It's your favorite non-participant of the LAD podcast, Mr. J. Kizzle All Sizzle. Sorry I missed this episode, but I want to send y'all a heartfelt Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's keep it rocking. You know what I mean. 2025, baby.